Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Lamed Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins 5 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin. You will notice there is a diamond positioned over the word boi. Outside margin of our page, we have a mivneh, which is a structural note that introduces this diamond marking. We have written that they represent, there is one here, and you'll notice there is one further down the page, around Ibaya Laho, She'elois, these are questions, She'amashutof Lohem, Inyone Leido, these are matters concerning birth, V'hashpo'osom al hanikim Shishoimim Beglal Ziva. These are matters involving birth and their effect on a woman who is observing, who needs to observe 7 non-blood or 7 clean days as a result of her being a Zava. The Nosei heading, that's the topic heading that we have for this opening piece of Gemara, reads, Koshi, Mahu Shetistor Beziva. Koshi is the situation of a woman who is experiencing a blood flow along with pain prior to the birth of a child. Let us say that a woman is experiencing this phenomenon. Does it undo? Is it soiser beziva? Will it serve to neutralize or erase the clean days that she has, that she needs to observe because of a zava situation? Haim rak dovor hagoreim leziva soser. Can it be said that only a blood sighting that would cause the onset of ziva, that kind of blood sighting, has the power to undo the clean days that she has observed? The koshi eno goreim. A woman who experiences pain and blood flow prior to the birth of a child, if even though it may continue for a period of 3 or more days, it will not cause her to become a zava. So since this phenomenon of koshi doesn't cause the woman to become a zava, it may not undo the clean days that she has observed. So you could have a situation where she'll be seeing blood, but it doesn't undo the clean days that she has already counted toward her Shiva Nikiyam. Oi, dovar hametame soser. Or is it to be said that a blood flow that could cause tuma can undo the clean days? V'koshi yochol letame. The situation of koshi, if it comes out, let us say, in her yamei nida, that would make her tamea. So koshi, since it has the potential of creating tuma, it can also undo the clean days that she has been counting as a result of her having become a zava. Before we go too much further into the Gemara, my sincere hope is that this is not your first time tune into Gemara Markings audio Daf Yomi Shiurim, because if it is, it has to be said that we are explaining these Gemaras with a certain large background that we've assembled or accumulated through our having learned numerous dapim on these topics till now. So if some of this sounds difficult, it may be because of a lack of background. But otherwise, we're basically building on sugyos and information that we've learned till now. So now, that disclaimer aside and our introduction having been said, we turn to the Gemara itself, five lines from the top, Boi Rova. Koshi, Mahu Shetistor Beziva. A woman who experiences a blood flow with pain while she is she's pregnant and nearing her delivery, and she had become a zava. That would be a result of her having had a flow of blood for 3 days during her Yemei Ziva without any pain, she having become a Zava, and now she is in the middle of observing her 7 clean days after that blood flow stopped, and all of a sudden she experiences a blood flow during those 7 clean days with pain that would lead up to the delivery of a child. Does that undo the clean days that she counted? So the analysis is Aleph. We have two sides of the evaluation, so we call this Aleph Oy Dilma Beis, O Dilma on the next line. Do we say Dover Hametame Soiser, that which could render her Tome has the power to eradicate the clean days that she counted? Vahainami Metama Kime Nidahu. Koshi could make a woman Tamea if it appears during her Yemei Nida. Oy Dilma, or do we say Dover Hagorem Soser, something that can cause Ziva can undo the clean days, Vahai Lav Gorem Hu. But Koshi is not something that causes Ziva, and as we've seen a Gzeres HaKosov already, where the Gemara Darshan Doma, and we say Velo Machmas Oinsa, blood that comes from her and not from some type of external cause, as is the case with the pregnancy and the imminent delivery. So the question has been asked, what does the power of Koshi have with regard to the stira of the Yemei Nikiyim? Omele Abaye, Oines Beziva, Yochiach. Let the case of Oines of a blood sighting that comes for, you know, from a sudden sighting, prove she'eno goreim blood flow. We should say in the case of Ziva, let's be more specific. We're talking about a man who also, if he has several zov sightings, he needs to keep 7 clean days. What is the din of an onus sighting during the clean days? So Abaye says, let the case of onus beziva prove our question. She'eno goreim, it doesn't create a zav, as there is a drosha zovo velo machmas oinsoi. So zov onus doesn't bring on ziva, doesn't cause a zov, a person to be categorized as a zav. And yet, visoser, but during his clean days, if he experiences a ziva sighting ba'oines, it will undo his clean days. So, same thing with regard to the koshi. The koshi doesn't cause a zava to become a zava, but it can nevertheless undo the clean days, just like we see by the man. Amale, Rava says, Lai, Hai, Nami, Goreim, Hu. The case of Oines, in fact, is a Goreim. It does cause something. What do we mean by it causes something? So that will be explained right now. Disnan, Ra'a Ria Rishoina, Boidkenoi So. A man who has his first Zov sighting, we check out. Is it as a result of an oinus or not? Is it a result of, if it's a we check that out. And if it's a result of an oinus, so we say that he doesn't become a Zav. And Shnia Boikino So, the second sighting, we check it out. We ask those questions. What brought on the Zov sighting? Shwishis Ein Boikino So. Now, at the third sighting, we don't ask questions. Why is that? Well, because even ba'oines, it will take effect. With regard to what? A zav, when he has three sightings. And even if the third sighting is ba'oines, he will have to bring a sacrifice. So the oines beziva, the concept of an oines sighting by a zav, is in fact not like the case of koshi. Insofar as the case of oines, it's something that is a gorem. It causes the bringing of a sacrifice. So the Gemara continues with a question. Ula Rabbi Eliezer diyamar af bishlishi boikinoi soi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, however, that disagrees with this source. He is a Tana that holds that even the third sighting will not be reckoned as a sighting if it was ba'oines, and he wouldn't have to bring a korban. Hachinami kevan de lo gorim lo sosar. Are you going to say that since the third sighting is not a gorim, so we'll say an oines sighting is not a gorim, it doesn't cause even the bringing of a korban, so it's incapable of being sosar? And with that, then we would go back to our original question and say that, well, something that is only something that's a gorim is sosar, and koshi is not a gorim of ziva, just like the third sighting by a zov is not the cause of the bringing of a korban, so it would not be sosar. Omar Lei, he answers the Rebbe Eliezer, Hachinami, you're right. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you're right, the oines sighting would not the koshi sighting would not be sosir, because the koshi sighting is not gorem. It doesn't cause the ziva to set in. The zava's status on a woman, it is not caused through a koshi sighting. The Gemara continues, Toshma. Now, we're going to bring a source in which Rabbi Eliezer himself is featured, and it says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af b'shlishes boitkinosoi. Berevius ein boikin oisoi. My lav listira. Is this not so with regard to? Is this not the case with regard to stira? So that the what do we mean by a fourth sighting? A fourth sighting is a situation of after he became a zav, he then needs to observe 7 clean days. If he had 3 consecutive sightings, he is a zav, and he has to bring a sacrifice, and then he also has to observe 7 clean days. Let's say during those 7 clean days he has a zov sighting, so a zov sighting will undo the clean days. This source under Rabbi Lezer's name says that Berevius, the fourth sighting, which would be a sighting during the clean days, we don't need to check him out. Why not? Is this not so with regard to stira? Namely, that even if it's a rias oines, for whatever reason there is a sighting, including a rias oines, he will be he'll be tome. In other words, it's soser. So, what do we see from here? What we seem to be seeing here, then, is that according to Rebbe Lezer, the fourth sighting, which we said would serve to, which would appear during the 7 clean days, ein botkenos means we don't check him out, and it will serve to undo the counting. So that we would see from here that a re'ias oines would be soser, and this would in effect challenge the conclusion that we thought we had reached right before the triangle. Right before the triangle, the Gemara was trying to say that according to Rebbe Lozer, a re'ias oines would not be soser. Here we see that it would be. Loi, that's not the way to learn this. Rather, the fourth sighting, we say we don't need to check out what brought it on. That's with regard to the tmuye lahitipa b'maso, with regard to the drop of zov creating tumah for one who were to carry it or support it, which is known as masa, it will be metame even if it came ba'oines. But as far as stira is concerned, undoing the clean days, if it came ba'oines, it won't undo the clean days. Toshma. Well, we try again to get clarity on this point. The source says Beshlishis Rabbi Elazar Omer Boitken Oisoi. On the third sighting, there is the need to check out what brought the onset of the Zivos sighting. Beravius, the fourth sighting, which is the issue concerning Stira, undoing clean days, Ein Boitken Oisoi. There is no checking. In other words, there will be Stira, even if it came through Ones. The korban omarti velo l'stira. The need for checking was said only with regard to will he bring a korban, and if the sighting was because of some type of external cause, which we call rias oines, then he won't bring a korban. But as far as stira is concerned, there will be stira even if it was a ria ba'oines. So up till this point, then all arrows seem to be pointing in the direction, as far as Rabbi Elazar is concerned, that a Re'ias Oines will be Soser. Now, what do we know about a Re'ias Oines? Let's carry this over to the case of the Zava. We know that a Re'ias Oines, which we associate with our topic of Koshi, is something, a Re'ias Oines does not cause her to become a zava, just like we say the rias oines by the man doesn't cause him to become a zav. The second sighting by a man which would make him into a zav has to be because of his body releasing it and not because of an outside cause, which we call oines. So it can be said that something that is not a goreim, yet we see it serving as a soser. So if we carry that over to the case of the koshi, then the same thing would be. The koshi is not a goreim of a woman becoming a zava. However, it could undo the clean days. So the Gemara says, Ela. At this point, the Ela is, Rashi says, this is a turnaround from what we tried to conclude before, that the Ein Bodkin had to do with Tumas Masa. Forget that. Elo the Rebbe Elazar Tifsho. Rather, within Rebbe Elazar, let us conclude. The Dover She'eno Goreim Soser. Something that's not a Goreim could be a Soser. Just like that, just like the Re'ias Oines, which is not a Goreim of his becoming a zav, and yet we see that rias oines is soser. Using that concept, we say another example of a dover sheino goreim is the rias koishi is not goreim her to become a zava, but it stands to reason that it could be soser. The question though is l'rabbonon mai. What about according to the rabbonon? So toshma, we have a new type of triangle with a colored in tip, simply to show that, as we have indicated on our mivneh heading on the outside margin, these are nisyonos. In effect, it'll be really one nisayon. Let's read this note again. Nisyonos de li'el, the earlier attempts. Ho'ilu lifshot hashela liba de Rabbi Elazar, help to resolve the question according to Rabbi Elazar. Avol mahu aliba de Rabbonon. The question here is, what about shitas harabbonon? And we should have pointed out earlier, but it's never too late with regard to the markings. The double underline highlights the expression dover she'eno goreim, and that being one of the central motifs of the opening question. To shma, de toni avua de Rebbe Ovin, ma goram loy zoivoy. Shiva. This source is unclear right now. We'll have to wait till we go on and see in the Gemara what it really means. But the translation would be, what does his zov cause? tuma of 7 days. Lefikach soiser shiva. Therefore, it can undo 7 days. Ma goram lo kirio. What does keri cause a person? Yom echad. It causes him to be tame 1 day. Keri being a shichvas zera sighting. That causes him to be tame 1 day. Lefikach soiser yom echad. Therefore, if a person is counting toward 7 clean days and has a keri sighting in the middle, it will undo only one of the days that he counted, and he'll simply have to make that day up in his continued counting toward 7 clean days. My shiva. What does shiva mean when it appeared in this source? As we said, we gave a superficial explanation, but now we have to really be accurate. So the source had originally read Ma Goram Lo Zovo Shiva. So what does that Shiva mean? If it's saying that Zovo make the Zov sighting makes him Tome for 7 days, Hi Ma Zovo Tome Shiva Miboyale, then the expression should have been just like the Zov is tome for 7 days, but it doesn't say that. Elo lav, rather, dovor hagoreim soser. Dovor she'eno goreim, eno soser, shma mino. The Gemara says that the source that says ma goram lo zovo, since it uses the expression goram, it's really telling me that only something that is goreim, that status to come on, has the power of undoing the clean days. In contrast to something that is eino goreim, dovar she'eino goreim, like the case of koshi, eino soser, would not have the power of undoing the clean days. Shma mino. So this would be a conclusive piece of Gemara, that a dovar she'eino goreim, according to the Rabbanan, is not soser. Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi column, says, Shma mino, midenokat loshon gromo, michlal, from the fact that the source uses the word goram, we can infer, dekaimale dovar ha-goreim soser, that if it's something that causes the status to set in, then it can be soser. Koshi, for example, is something that cannot cause the woman to become a zova. Therefore, when she's counting toward her clean days, it cannot undo the clean days that she counted. Omar Abaye, Naktinon, we have a tradition, Ein Koshi Soser Beziva, that koshi, in the case of a woman who is experiencing blood with pain in anticipation of a child delivery, that will not undo clean days that she counted toward her ziva. The imishkachas tana d'amar soser, if you find a tana that says that koshi is soser, hahu Rabbi Elazar hi, that would be in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. Tanya, Rabbi Morenus Oimer, Ein Leida Soseres Beziva. If a woman had been a Zava, and she's counting her clean days, and in the middle of her counting of the clean days, she gives birth to a child. So we say that the birth does not undo the clean days that she counted toward purification from her Zava status. Ibayalaho, Mahu Shitale, what about her Yemei Leida, that she doesn't see any blood? A woman who, in this case we're talking about a woman who gave birth, and she doesn't have any blood flow during the immediately succeeding days from her birth. Will those days, when she in fact is Tameah, because the Torah declares her to be Tameah, regardless of whether or not she is having a blood flow right now, simply because she just gave birth, Do we say that if there is no blood during those Tumas Leda days, they can count toward her clean days needed for her Ziva? So we're describing such a woman who had become a Zava while she was pregnant, and she needs to count 7 clean days. And during the Yemei Leda, the days immediately following her birth, she doesn't have any blood sightings. Can they count as clean days for the Ziva 7-day counting? Abaye Omar Eino Soseres V'Eino Oila. The Leda doesn't undo clean days she may have counted. However, they don't count toward her cheshbon, toward her, the quantity she needs. And so she'll have to make up the balance of the 7 clean days that she needs after her Yemei Leda, which could be a period of 7 days in a male birth or 14 days in a female birth. So after those days lapse, she then will count the whatever remaining clean days she needs to finish, to count up till 7. Rava Omar Eino Soseres V'Oila. Rava disagrees with Abaye and says that not only does the Leda not undo clean days she may have counted, but she will even get credit during the Yemei Leda toward the clean days that she needs. Omar Rava, Mino Aminola. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, we really had a topic heading introducing this piece of Gemara under our No Say heading, which read, Mahu Shitala Leda L'Nekiyim L'Yoledes Bezov. Can the Yemei Leda count towards the Nekiyim for a woman who is Yoledes Bezov? And we saw La Baye Eina Oila and La Rava Oila. Marking-wise, we have house shapes to highlight, as we see under our Mivneh heading, the house shape with the point facing up, the roof facing up, La Rava, Meno Amino Law, from where does Rava know his opinion, and on Omid Beis, we'll see a flipped over house where Abaye will be introduced as his saying, Meno Amino Law, from where do I know my opinion that it's Eino Oila. So we continue in the Gemara, Omar Rava, this is the first attempt of Rava to show how he knows his position, the Sanya. This is a source with regard to the Nikiyim of Azava. It says, V'achar titar. That's in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is included on the side of your Gemara. V'yikra perek tezvav, Pasuk chof ches, reads, V'im tar mizoiva, V'sofel shivas yomim, V'achar titar. So the Tanaic source says, Achar achar lekulon. And what do we mean by that? Shelo yehei. Shelote tumo mafsekes beinahem, that when the woman is counting her 7 clean days, they should not be interrupted by tumo. I amris bishlamo oile, if you say that the yemei leda count toward her clean days, hainu delo mafsekes tumo, then we understand that there is no the tumas leda, which she has, doesn't break up the counting of the clean days, that she's able to use those non-blood tumas leda days to count toward her cheshbon, toward her, toward the necessary quantity of 7 clean days. Ella, I amris eina oila. If, however, you will say that the yemei leda don't count toward her 7 clean days, then afsik. Afsik le leda, then the birth would have been a block, an interruption, and the cleanness is achieved only through uninterrupted clean days. So the fact that we have this insistence of 7 consecutive clean days, it must be that the Yemei Leda that appear in the middle of her 7 clean days count toward the total of 7. Otherwise, you would have this, you would be in violation of having Tumah being Mafsik Beinehem. V'Abaye Omar Loch. Abaye says that it's true that the 7 clean days of the Zava cannot be interrupted. However, not interrupted by what? Shalotei tumas ziva mafsekes beinehem. All the Torah is concerned with is that there should be no ziva sighting during the clean days. The fact that another type of tumah comes up in the middle of the seven clean days and interrupts, that doesn't bother us. Omar Rava Mino Amin Allah. So from where do I really know my opinion? The Sanya. The Pasuk says Visofra lo mizova. And we say mizova velo mi nig'a. Mizova velo mi leidasa. Which means that when a woman is counting toward her purification from ziva, she counts to become purified from ziva, regardless of whether or not she is still a mitzoras. In other words, we can tell a woman who happened to be a zava and also was a mitzoras, even though she still is a mitzoras, if she has 7 clean days of no blood sighting, she will achieve tahara from her ziva status, even though she's still a tome woman because of the tzoras. Likewise, mizova velo mileidasa, the woman can achieve tahara from ziva, even though she is tamea leida. So what are we in effect saying? That since she has clean days, even after her veleda, even after the birth, she achieves tahara from the ziva, and she doesn't have to wait till all of the yamei leida go by. So we see from here that the birth days, the leida days, not only don't they interrupt, but they also count toward her tahara. The Abaye Omar Loch, Abaye's response to this is, Tani Chada, read the source with only one example in it. Namely, all the source has is Mizova Velo Miniga, Velo Tisni Velo Mi Leidasa. Understand that the source means, or the source says, that she counts 7 clean days and achieves tahara from ziva, even though she still has negoyim on her body. However, don't say that with regard to leida, because as far as leida is concerned, she will have to wait till the yamei leida passes. The Rava, hi my Rava. Response: how can you say that? E amris bishlama mizova velo mi leidasa. If you say the reading is to be preserved as it is, having in the source mizova velo mi leidasa, that all she has to achieve is tahara from ziva, even though she still is tamei leida. Hainu aidi de itzrich lei leida. Since the source had to teach me about leida. Tana niga atu leida. So it teaches the case of negoyim in anticipation or in addition to the case of leida. It's sort of just, it's quoted along the way, or by the way. Elo e amris. But if you're going to say, like Abaye tried to say, mizova velo mi niga, that the Gzeres HaKosuv is telling me that she has to achieve tahara from her ziva, even though she might still be a mitzoras, and that's all the source is telling me. Hi, that particular point that soras doesn't undo the mikiyim. That's mi v'chiyitar hazav mizovo nafga mizovo velo minigo. There's a separate source for that point that a person could in effect achieve tahara from ziva, even though he still is menuga, even though still has tzoras. So I have an outside source for that. I wouldn't need the Gzeres HaKosuv Mizova for that purpose. The Abaye says, no, I need 2 sources for the case of Mizova Velo Miniga. Chad Bezav, V'chad Bezova, one is with regard to a man who needs to observe 7 clean days for a Zav sighting, and one is by a female that needs 7 clean days because of her Zava sighting. Utsricha, and I cannot learn one from another, I need to have each one stated separately. And he goes on to explain himself. The E Kosav Rachmono. Now we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Had the Torah written Bezav, Mishum delo metame ba'oines. The idea of this, we call this a leniency, that a person could achieve tara from zivo, even though he still is a metzora. That's because you're dealing with a man. If I had only one source, if the Torah had written only by the zav, that's because ziva is a substance delo metame ba'oines. It's a type of leniency, so to speak, or a weakness, if you will, in the case of Zav, that an oinus sighting won't make him into a Zav. Aval zava de metame b'oinus, emalo. But a zava with whom we are stricter and say that she becomes Tamea, even if she has an oinus sighting, a sudden sighting of blood, emalo. I might have thought that she, the woman, would have to become tahora from the tzaras as well in order to achieve tara. In order to achieve tara from her ziva status. Therefore, tzricha, I need to tell you about the woman and not rely on learning woman from man. Because of Rachmana Bezava, had the Torah said by Azava that Mizova Velomi Nigo, that it's enough that she has Tara from her Ziva, even though she still is a Mitzoraz. Well, Mishum Delo Matamia Berius Kibiyomim. There's a leniency that you have by women that she, if she has multiple blood sightings in one day, it doesn't count as any more than just one. Aval Zav, the Metame Berius Kibiyomim, a Zav, a man, if he has multiple sightings in one day, that would be considered, each sighting is considered on its own. And therefore, three sightings in one day, for example, by a man, would make him into a Zav, and he'd have to bring a sacrifice. So that's a stringency you find by men. And as a result of that, I might have thought that the Nega, the Tzaras, is a prevents the Nikiyim from being effective, from being counted. Amalo. So I might not have thought that it's sufficient that he has Tahara from the Ziva alone. Tzricha. Therefore, I have to tell you that by the man as well as the woman, there is no necessity of achieving Tahara from the Tzaras in addition to the Ziva, but it's enough to have Tara, the seven clean days, from the Ziva sighting. So at this point in the Gemara, Abaye explained both sources where we learned Velo Minigo as referring to specifically the case of Tzoras, and hence the source could be read as only dealing with Mizova Velo Minigo, and or Mizova Velo Minigo, and not making any mention of Mizova Velo Litosa, because Abaye feels that Leda is something that a Zava would have to achieve Tahara from before she can count her Shiva Nikiyim. Omar Abaye, Mino Aminola. So, from where do I know that Yemei Leda do not count toward her seven Nikiyim? The Sanya, the Posuk says, Devoiso Titma. This is from Vayikra, Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Beis, where we have the Posuk included in the margin of the Gemara, Isha Ki Sazria, the older Zohar, the Toma Shivas Yomim, Kimei Nidas Devoiso Titma. So this expression, devosa titmo, is an extra expression as you would look at the pasuk superficially, and hence it's there to teach me several things. And they're listed in this source, devosa titmo, the rabbis es boyala, that someone who is boyal a nida, he too becomes tome. Devosa titmo, the rabbis es halelos, even though the pasuk spoke about kimei nidas, Nidas. It's Devosa Titmo tells me it's not limited to day, but night as well. She becomes Tamea even if she has a sighting at night. Devosa Titmo, the rabbi says, a Yoledes Bezov, Shetzricho Shiteshev Shiva Nikiyim. The Devosa Titmo, it tells me that a woman who gives birth to a child while she happened to have been a Zava, she needs to observe seven clean days. My lav nikiyim leido. When we say clean days, do we not mean clean from leido as well? In other words, the yamei leido cannot count toward the 7 clean days that she needs to observe because she had been a zava. Lo midam. All nikiyim means free of blood. Therefore, but not free of tumas leido. Therefore, you could have a woman that had been a zava, gave birth, and during the subsequent days from the birth, she may be tumas leido, but she has no blood. She can use those days to count toward her shivanikiyim. We wouldn't have a basis for Abaye Shita from over here. The Omar Abaye, therefore we try again. Mino Amino Law. From where do I know to say that the Yemei Leida do not count towards the Shiva Nikiyim? The Sanya. The Tanaic source reads, Kimei Nidasa. Kach Yemei Leidasa. Ma Yemei Nidasa. Ein ru'uyin l'ziva, just like nida days, she can't become a zava during nida days. V'ein sfiras shiva oila mehen, there is no 7 clean days during yemei nida. Af yemei leidasa she'ein ru'uyin l'ziva, so to the leida days, which are not fit for her becoming a zava. Ein sfiras shiva oila mehen. So too, the 7 clean days needed for zava cannot be accomplished during the yemei leida. This would be a case where a woman who gave birth during her clean days for that she's counting toward having been retire from a zava status. So from this source, you see that the yemei leida do not count toward her counting. The Rava's response to that is ha money Rabbi Eliezer he. This source happens to be, according to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, this source that repels Yemei Leida as serving to count toward Shiva Nikiyim, that's according to a Das Yochid, a minority point of view, and it's Rabbi Eliezer, that Domar Mistar Nami Sosra, he is of the opinion that Leida actually undoes Nikiyim that a woman may have counted. So if it undoes it eradicates the clean days she may have counted, then certainly they're not going to count toward her total of 7 clean days that she needs. The Gemara asks, regarding learning Yemei Leida from Yemei Nida, is that a legitimate form of logic? The Chidonin Efsher Mishii Efsher? Can you determine the case of Leida, which could come out during the counting of 7 clean days, from the case of Nida, which cannot come out, Nida cannot come out during the counting of 7 clean days? The rule is that if a woman had become a zava, she doesn't return to her nida cycle until she counts 7 clean days. So that it's impossible to have nida overlapping with yemei sfira. And yet, in this source, we were trying to learn that yemei leida from yemei nida. And that's called, or that is the problem of trying to conclude the possible, the efsher, from the e efsher. Omar Ravachtavuye bar Ami, Rabbi Eliezer, he. The Omar Donin efsher Meshi efsher. This source is in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that that's a legitimate form of coming to conclusions, that I can conclude that which is Efsher from a case that's E Efsher. Rashi gives more background to this, gives an example But we will continue in the Gemara itself. V'Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with Rabbi Lezer regarding the issue of Donin Efshir Mishefshir, he holds Ein Donin, that you don't learn the Efshir from the case of E Efshir. You don't learn that scenario where you have a possibility from a case where you have an impossibility. Nevertheless, Al Korcha Hekeshon HaKosuv, the Torah, though, writes Yemei Nida together with Leida. That was the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, which spoke about a woman who gave birth, and it says Kimei Nidas Devosa, comparing the birth to Nida. And as a result of a Hekesh, an internal Pasuk comparison, we don't raise questions. A Hekesh is something that is a very strong method of Limud, so much so that we don't ask questions on it. And therefore, just like Yemei Nida don't count towards the Shiva Nikiyim, even though it's impossible for them to actually overlap, nevertheless, so we will say, similarly, the Yemei Leida, which could come out during the Shiva Nikiyim, they too will not count toward her goal of 7 clean days. Iko di Amri, another version, and you'll see name-wise, this is another version. Oma Ravachtavui Ba'ami, Oma Rav Sheshes. Here Ravachtavui quotes Rav Sheshes as saying, Rabbi Eliezer he, the source that we read above is in accordance with Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Donan Efsher Mishi Efsher, that you can conclude the possible case, that namely the case of the Yemei Leida, from the E Efsher, from the case of Nida, which is impossible to come out during the Shiva Nikiyim. V'Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa, instead of what we had before Rav Sheshes, here it's Rav Papa saying, Al Korcha Hakishon HaKosuv, that not only Rabbi Lezer, but even Rabbi Akiva could subscribe to this limud of learning Yemei Leida from Yemei Nida, because the Torah makes them, compares the two. Koshsa Shloisha Yomim, and the Mishnah went on to say, a woman who experienced 3 days of pain with blood, B'soich Yud Alef Yoim, V'shofs Meis Le'es V'yolda, Harei Zu Yoledes B'zov. If she had 3 days of blood and pain during the potential Yemei Ziva, the 11 days that follow the 7 days of Tumas Nida, that would not make her into a Zava. However, if she has Shofi, if she has 3 days and Vishofsa, as the Mishnah said, there was a break of 24 hours where it stopped, where the Koshi stopped, then it shows us retroactively that the 3 days of pain and blood that she had was not Vlad related. Ibaya Laho, the Gemara asks, and this is also our topic heading, so actually before we learn the Gemara, let's glance at the side of our Gemara where we have written the Nose. It says, Shopso Mizeh Umizeh Mi Hav Yoledes Yoledes Bezov. A woman who during the 24-hour period after the koshi, before the birth of the child, everything stopped. The pain stopped and the blood flow stopped. Is that called Yoledes Bezov? There is a certain type of assumption made that the case of the Mishnah is, when it spoke about the Shofsa, it meant that the pain stopped, but the blood flow continued, and the Mishnah declared that's a Yoledes Bezov. Our Gemara will be asking about, what about a case where everything stopped? Is that also a case of Yoledes Bezov? So this will in fact be a Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabbi Hanina. So let's turn to the Gemara. Ibaya Laho, Shofsa Mizeh Umizeh Mahu. There was a stop in the pain and in the blood flow. So what is the din? Is she considered a Yoledes Bezov? The Gemara continues. Rav Chisda Omar Tamea, she is a Yoledes Bezel, because there was a shofi, a lightening up, there was a stoppage. The Mishnah said, if there's shofsa, so if there's this break between the koshi and the leida, it makes her Yoledes Bezel. So here, everything stopped. Rav Chanin Omar Tahoira, he says, maybe appears a more surprising shita, that she is not a Yoledes Bezov. Omar Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina backs up his point by saying, Moshol lemelech shiyotza v'chayloisov lefonov biyodua shechayloisov shel melech hein. It's a type of imagery over here, but the koshi that she was having was a koshi of pain and blood for 3 days. That represents the troops of a king that serve as harbingers of the king's arrival. So first the troops arrive, that the appearance of the king's troops show us that the king is on his way, so that this phenomenon of the koshi followed by silence was simply in anticipation of the king's appearance. And in this case, the king is the delivery of the child. Looking at the Rashi, Rav Chanina Omar Tahora, when there's total stoppage of pain and blood for the 24 hours, she is considered Tahora. It's not a Yoledes Bezov. Kevon deshofsa af min hadam, since the blood also stopped, igloi milsa, it shows us retroactively the dam hakoshi machmas vlad osa, that the blood that was coming before with the pain was because of the vlad, because of the child, and not because of her own ziva release. If the pain stops but the blood continues, it shows us that which was coming out before with the pain would have come out without pain just the same, indicating that she is a zava. The Gemara continues with Rav Chisda's response, that how can you say that the total stoppage is a sign of the king arriving if you're describing those 3 days of blood with pain as the king's soldiers? Rav Chisda Omar Kol Shekein the boy Nofish Chaylis Tvei, if the blood before the total stoppage was because of the Vlad, because of the oncoming birth, then there should have been, if anything, an increase in the blood flow and not a total stoppage. So, according to Rav Chisda, it's this phenomenon of everything stopping is not a sign of the oncoming of the Vlad, but rather it shows retroactively that the 3 days of blood with pain were not Vlad oriented, but rather she's Tamea. As we go on in the Gemara, we'll notice triangles appearing in two different directions. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Mivneh heading where the triangle is featured, and with the point facing up, Nisayon Lehochiach, the shofi mizel mizeh eino nechshav shofi, that total stoppage of blood and pain is not considered a shofi. Vehi tahora uftiufta de Rav Chisda. This will be a challenge to Rav Chisda. With the triangle inverted, as it will appear later, that will show that it is considered, the shofi mizel mizeh is considered shofi, and hence it's not Vlad related, and she will be Tamea as a Yoledes Bezov, and that will be a challenge to Rabbi Chanina. So we turn to the Gemara Tanan. We're calling this a long question because the Gemara uses it as a tiuf to the Rav Chisda, which you can see with our markings, we've used a dot underline to highlight that. The Gemara, Tanan, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lailo V'yoim, Kalele Shabbos V'yomo. Rabbi Yeshua says that a shofi must be a stoppage up for a night and a day, like Shabbos is made of a night and a day, not just a counting of 24 hours. Sheshofsa min hatsar veloi min hadam, where the pain stops but the blood continues. Then she'll be considered a yoledes bezov. Taima de min hatsar veloi min hadam. Why is she considered tameal, hence a yoledes bezov? Because the pain stopped, but the blood did not. Ha-mizeh, you can infer that if everything stopped, tahora, she would in fact be tahora tufta de Rav Chisda, and that would be a challenge against Rav Chisda. Omar loch Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, lo mi baya mizeh o mizeh, I don't have to tell you about a case of where everything stopped, the tmea, where she certainly will be a zava, the paski luhu chaylis legamri, where the soldiers stopped altogether, so to speak, using the analogy that Reb Chanina used before, showing us that it's clear that this whatever blood she was having before the total stoppage is clearly not child-related, but zava-related. So that I don't have to even tell you about. Avo minatzar velo minadam, where a woman had 3 days of pain with blood, and then there was a stoppage of the pain, but the blood continued. Amar, I would have thought, ki hechi de midam lo poska, just like the blood didn't stop, because shinami lo poska, the pain itself also didn't really stop. Ah, she didn't feel pain. V'ha tunvo bi'amuhu de nokat lo. She is in a state of stupor, and that's why she feels she's numbed from the pain, but there really is pain, and everything is really Vlad related, is birth related, and I would think that she is not a yoledes bezoiv. Kamash Malon, the chiddush is that if there's a stoppage of the pain, the perceived pain, in fact, that is a stoppage, and she will be Tamea. Tanan. Now, you can see the flipped over triangle. We will bring a source in and raise a question on Rabbi Chanina. He had said that Shofsa Mizeh Mizeh is Tahora, we'll see to the contrary. Tanan. Koshsa Shloshi Yomim V'Soich Echad Asor Yoim. A woman had pain and blood for 3 consecutive days during the 11 days that she could potentially become a zava. And then there was a quiet for 24 hours, and then she gave birth. Harezu yoledes bezov. Well, she's considered a zava who gave birth, and she'll have to keep shiva nekiyim because of the ziva. Hechi domi. How are we to understand this particular quote? I lema kidekotoni, if we are to read it at face value, as it is, lomo li shalosh, why do I have to have, in order to make her a yoledes bezov, why do I have to have her in pain for the three days? Betray b'koishi, v'chad b'shoifi sagi. If she would have, let us say, 2 days of pain and 1 day of blood without pain, that would be enough to make her a yoledes bezov. So why do you have to have 3 days? 3 days of koshi, 3 days of pain. 2 days of pain and one of shofi would have been enough to make her a yoledes bezov. Elolav hochi komar. Rather, we have to learn the source as follows. Koshsa shloisha, a woman had pain and blood for 3 consecutive days. Vishofsa mizel mizeh, and then had total stoppage of pain and blood.
Oy, she cost her shnai v'shofsim eisleis, or she had 2 days of pain and 1 day of a stoppage of the pain with continued blood flow. Harezu yoledes bezov utyufta de Rabbi Chanina. And here you have the source that would challenge Rabbi Chanina's position, because here you have a case of shofsa mizeh mizeh, a total stoppage, and she is a yoledes bezov.
Omar loch Rabbi Chanina loy. Rabbi Chanina says not to read it like that. The oilom ke de kotoni. Rather, leave it as it is. The original text as it is. The ha komash malon, and it's telling me, it's revealing the following. The afal gav, the maschil kishui, b'shlishi, the case of kosh shloshi yomim is as follows. She had on day one blood and pain, on day two blood and pain, and for an hour of day three also blood and pain. That's the maschil kishui b'shlishi, a little bit of the third day she had blood and pain. Then v'shofsa me'eis leis, then there was a stoppage of 24 hours from the pain, but the blood continued. Tameo, she will be considered a yoledes bezov. Lafuke mi de Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, and teaching the source as it is will serve to exclude his shita that says that there is no, that it's, that's not considered a shofi. He is more makil, so to speak, that shofi, which brings on the tumah, doesn't take place unless it's the entire third day, where the entire third day is b'shofi. In other words, the entire night and the following day. If you have part of the third day with koshi, even though 24 hours follow of shofi, so according to Rabbi Chanina, she would be considered she would not be considered a yoledes bezov because that's not a shofi. So we're coming to exclude that shita, that it's sufficient for there to be a 24-hour period of shofi to make her a yoledes bezov. Kamo hi kishuya, Rabbi Meir Olimer. So we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said 40 or 50 days prior to the birth will all be associated with the Vlad. Meaning that if she has 40 days or even 50 days of pain with blood leading up to a birth, she will not be a Zava. The Gemara asks, what do I need the numbers 40 and 50? Hashto chamishim makshio. If you're telling me that for 50 days prior to the birth of the child, we'll still consider those days associated with the child, so do I have to tell you about 40? 40, certainly 40 is included in 50. If the time frame is expanded to 50 days prior to the childbirth, so certainly 40 days prior to childbirth is considered, would be considered koshi, would be considered koshi as opposed to a ziva sighting. So how do you explain the two numbers? Amrav chista lo kashio, kan l'choila, kan l'bria. It depends on the health status of the woman. If she's a sickly type woman, then the koshi will go back 50 days. If she's a healthy type woman, then the din of koshi will extend back only 40 days. Before we go on in the Gemara, we have a note on the side. Our Nosei Mivneh heading tells us that we have a Roman numeral 1 and 2 coming up. There are Shnei Lishonos, and we have highlighted with a double underline the names Rav and Levi. They have a Machlokes, Be'eze Yomim Havlad Roy Litahir. When we speak about the presence of a Vlad, of an oncoming birth, as being able to mitahir the woman, relieve her from achieving a zava status. So when when is this the case? The Gemara. Omar Rebbe Levi. Ein havlad mitaher elo yomim haruyin liyos bohen zava. What do we mean by yomim haruyin liyos bohen zava? Those are the 11 days between nida sightings. So that if you have a woman that had the yemei koshi that continued after those 11 days, she would become tamea as a nida. The Rav Omar afilu biyomim huruyin lesfiras zava. Not only during the 11 days of zava would she be tahora, but also it will spill over into the days that would be fit for counting toward the tara of a zava. So if we look in the Rashi, three lines from the bottom, Af yomim huruyim lisfiras ziva, kagon hiskil hakoshi bimei haziva. Let's say a woman started seeing blood with pain during those 11 days that we call your zava days. Tahirin kol yemei ziva v'shiva achareihem. We will say that a sighting of blood with pain will keep the woman from becoming a zava, not only during those 11 days, but during the 7 days that follow them, because those 7 days had she let's say not been pregnant, those would have been days that would have been counted toward her tahara, so that those days are shayach to the ziva days. Omar Rav Ado Bar Avo Ulataime de Rav. Now you have here Rav Ado commenting on Rav's approach. Rav's approach is expansive, if you will, as far as what days would she be considered a woman of koishi. So he says Ulataime de Rav. Here we continue to the top of Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. Afinu yomim huruyin lesfiras stiras zava. What do we mean by stiras zava? Well, when a woman starts counting her shiva nikiyim, the 7 clean days, if she has a blood sighting during the clean days, she has to start over again. So and she wouldn't become anida. It could be forever, in fact, until she achieves 7 continuous clean days. So that the concept of koshi and her be considered a tahora from ziva, because of our ability to associate the blood flow to the impending birth, that could cover many, many days. If we look in the Rashi at the top, Af yom ruyim l'sfiras stiras shiva bimei ziva, the stiras ziva de la'olam hi tahora, a woman with the koshi will be considered tahora forever and shetishve, until there is a stoppage. The stoppage of the pain. Sherei kol yomeha aruyin l'kach, all of her days she is potentially susceptible to the stiras shiva. She'im tispor shisha v'tireh, if a woman were to count 6 clean days and then see on the 7th day, so seres hakol, it undoes all of the 6 days that she counted. V'nimsa yomim haboyim, then the next group of 7 days, ru'uyin l'sfiro, they're fit for the counting. Ah, v'ha desanya b'mei nido nido. So then, what do we mean about where do you have a case of a woman who sees a koshi blood during her nida days? She becomes tamea. Ah, that's hecho da aschu koshi bimei nida. That's if the koshi started during the yamei nida. Aval aschil bimei ziva. If the koshi started during the yamei ziva, kol mashi arich hakoshi tahora. As long as that koshi continues, many, many, many consecutive days of blood flow, she will not become a zava. The Gemara continues. Tanan. Kamo hi kishuya. How long can kishui last and be considered koshi and keep her from becoming a zava? Rabbi Meir Omer, arboim v'chamishim yom. Rabbi Meir gives you up to even 50 days. So how can you have 50 days of blood flow and her not becoming a zava? So bishlam alarav mishkachas lo karavado barava. You could have a situation like that, as Rav had taught, according to the interpretation of Rav Ado Bar Ahava. He was the shita that we just saw had this very expansive approach to keeping a woman from becoming a zava. And all the Levi Kasha, but Levi, he said that koshi will be a factor only during the days that she's fit to becoming a zava, which meant only during those 11 days that we call the Yemei Ziva. And that after those 11 days pass, if she continues, let us say a woman who was pregnant had been a Nida, she keeps 7 Tomei days. After the 7 Tomei days, she starts seeing blood with pain, and that lasts 1 day, 2 days, it goes 11 days, and it goes 12, 13, 14. Well, according to Levi, once you go beyond those 11 days that we just illustrated, you go to day 12, 13, and 14, she will become Tamea. And we won't be able to associate that with the Vlad anymore. So how can, according to Levi, how do you have a series of a sequence of 50 days and she's still considered tahora? Omar loch Levi. Levi will answer. Mi kotoni tahora bekulon. Does it say that a woman who has does Rabbi Meir say that a woman will be tahora if she has 50 days of koshi dam and she's totally tahor? Not so. He didn't say that. He said it could be taken like this. Bimei nida nida. The blood over those 50 days that she has citing, that she's citing during the nida days, she will be considered tamea as a nida. Bimei ziva, the blood that flows during beyond the nida days, equals tahora. She won't be tamea. She'll be tahora. She will not become a zava. Let's glance at the Rashi. Bimei nida nida v'hochi ka'omar Rabbi Meir, and thusly Rabbi Meir means to say. Kamo hi kishuya shelo tovo lishayev bekorban ulesfiras nikiyim. How long could there be a block of time that she'll have a blood flow throughout that block of time, and she will not come to the need of bringing a sacrifice, nor for counting 7 clean days? Well, that block of time will cover arboim b'chamishim yom. However, umihu, b'chol hani arboim, within the block of 40 days, kishalmi yamei zov, when the yamei zov pass, umotu yamei nidus, and she becomes, and the days of nidus come around, tamei nidus, she'll be tamei for 7 days, the chihadri shalmi zayin yamei nidus, and when the 7 nido days pass, umotu yamei zov, and the zov days come, oh, tahora, she'll be declared tahora because she's having the blood flow together with the pain. We continue in the Gemara for the second Lashon. We see a Roman numeral number 2. Lishno Achrino Amri, a different version. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ein Havlad Metaher Elo Yomim Horuyin Liois Bohen Zova Gedoyla. The concept of Koshi being Metaher, the woman, means she doesn't become Torah, is only over a period of 3 days. 3 days that she could have become a zava gedoyla. My taimo domo yomim rabim ksiv. The posuk that we just read is the posuk that serves as a source for zava gedoyla. Now, we have to explain a little bit more what is Levi saying to us. So let's glance at the Rashi. Zava Gedola, Rasa Shloisha Ritzufin Besechir Aleph Yoim, if she sees three consecutive days of blood with pain during the 11 Zava days, Tahora Misfiras Nikiyam Mikarban, she won't have to count 7 clean days, nor will she have to bring a sacrifice. Avol Loi Roaso Elo Yoim Echad, let us say she had only 1 day of blood sighting during the Yamei Ziva. And the next day, no blood. Tzricha lishmor yoim keneged yom. She'll have to keep that as a clean day, and she'll be forbidden to her husband. Dechiksiv doma the darshinon below machmas vlad. The posuk in which we darshin the word doma, we said her blood and not blood that's child or birth related. That's Bezava Gedola Ksiv. That's speaking about the Zava Gedola, which is a woman of 3 blood sightings, 3 consecutive days. Dichtiv Ba'ukra, in that pasuk it says Yomim Rabim. Yomim is 2, Rabim is a plural, meaning 1 more, 3 days. Ve'im Moshach Kishu Yoser Me'achadaser Yoim Shenichlus Yomim Shurim Li'nida. And if her pain and blood continues for more than 11 days and it spills into the days that she could have become a Nida, so she is Tamea. Continuing in the Gemara, Abba Shol Mishmei Darav Omar Afilu Yomim Horu'in Yoyis Bohem Zovah Ketana. Even if she has koshi, pain with blood during any of the 11 days, even if it's for 1 of those days, she is not considered a Zava, she does not need to be Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. My Taima, Yemei V'chol Yemei Hosam Ksivi. The Pasuk that we just cited is actually the source for Zava Ketana as well. Tanan, we have a source, and actually before we go on, we have here so far in this second Lashon that Levi and Rav are telling us that the Koshi is a time that exists during the 11 days that are fit to becoming a Zava, but not beyond that. We now raise a question, and this question you'll see shortly is against both of these opinions. Kamohi kishuyo, how long does the kishui time last? And what we mean by that is, we've said already many times, these are days where there's pain and blood and she is pregnant, and there will be a birth that follows this, and we'll say that she is tahora, she's not a yoledes bezov. Well, Rabbi Meir Omer afilu arboim v'chamishim yom, you could have a situation like that over 40-50 days. You can have even 50 days of blood sighting, and she will not be considered Yoledes Bezov. Kasha L'Travayu. This is a kasha on both of these shitas. What does Rashi say about this? Kasha L'Travayu. The Amri, both of them said, Zova G'doylo K'tana Hu D'Metahir Vlad. Only those days the Vlad is Metaravel. In Yarech Achreem Tome, if the blood flow continues beyond that, she will be Tomea. So the Gemara answers, Mi Kotoni Torah B'Kulan. Does this source that we just read with Rabbi Meir say that she's Torah for all 50 days? No, koshsa bimei nida, so nida. The koshi that she experiences during the nida day, she will be a nida. Bimei zivasa, the koshi that she has during the yamei ziva, tahora. And each one according to their opinions. According to Levi, she'll be tahora only if she has 3 days of a consecutive sighting, and according to Rav, even 1 day if it comes out during the Yemei Ziva. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.